Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. When I read the headline on the Times Standard about the theft of the bikes from Alice Burney School, I got an instant mad. Stealing is bad no matter what, but stealing from old folks and kids is about as low as it gets. The destruction of the playground in Arcata and at 14th and E in Eureka a while back did the same thing. The bike theft had to be an operation involving several people, so someone out there has to know something. The fact that replacement efforts began even before it came out in the news did warm my heart. Many thanks to all involved in that endeavor. To have spent months preparing and learning bike repairs and maintenance, then to have them snatched away had to have been a heartbreaking occurrence. One good thing, the maintenance and repair knowledge will stay with them. My church, Calvary Lutheran, is right across the street, and over the years we have worked with the Alice Burney, including helping with literacy projects and the weekend food backpacks under the direction of Renee Delaney, so we have a special connection to Alice Burney and its students. Does it irritate you as much as it does me when some guy in a suit, whether it be a senator telling us why they're cutting Medicare or Social Security or aid of any kind to poor folks, or as the other day when some guy was telling why the prison system is releasing thousands of prisoners, either completely or back to the counties, these folks in the higher levels of government have no clue what it's like down here. They think they know what's good for us when they are totally insulated from regular life. This guy talking about releasing prisoners just matter-of-factly rambled on with no apparent thought about what the effects on our daily life would be. I heard a report the other day that said the United States had a higher proportion of prison inmates than any other country. If all those that should be in prison were in prison, it would be worse yet. So now they're sending them out. No jobs, no place to live in some cases. What will our crime rate be then? Will we be able to send the new offenders back? The reason California has so many prisoners is that we have more offenders than anyone else. So, to all those suits out there, I say, get lost. A couple of months ago, the cops chased a guy from Crescent City to Eureka. There is a bridge over the Klamath River at Klamath and a bridge over Redwood Creek at Oreck. Couldn't they have kept track of the perp and blocked either one of those bridges? Even nail strips spread across the bridge would have worked. I have a brother-in-law who was a cop in Fresno, and he said chases could be a blast. But I think shutting them down where possible is a much better idea. If you read the news of the weird and the Sunday Times Standard, you'll know that Eureka has been in there twice recently. I've forgotten what one was, but the other one was where a crook stole a wallet and was caught when he used a stolen credit card at Safeway and gave his personal Safeway card with all his information on it. Smart guy, huh? Speaking of groceries, have you noticed that what used to be a half a gallon of ice cream is now a quart and a half? I bought a bag of flour the other day, 4 pounds instead of 5. I'll bet that ain't all either. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.